morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Donkersloot.
Thanks, Duke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. This morning, my guest is registered dietitian Rima Deek. She's here to give you 10 tips on how to manage your way through the holidays, from healthy treats to strategies to keep yourself healthy throughout the season. Good morning, Rima. So, Rima, are you ready for the holidays?
I am.
And, Juke, how about you? Are you ready for the holidays?
I was ready last year.
The holidays end and you begin to get ready for the holidays.
Yes.
So, I guess Juke will ask you this question, and Rima can respond. How much weight does the average adult gain during the holiday season each year?
6 pounds.
6 pounds.
Wrong. Studies show that the average person only gains 1 pound during the holiday season.
Well, that's nice to know.
Yeah, but the pounds can add up pretty quickly.
Well, you know, Rima and I were talking about this as we were driving to the station, and, you know, she prepares. We talk about the questions, and then she gives the answers, and, you know, being the expert, and I said, how much do people gain? She said, 1. And, you know, my response was, Juke, you know, that's great news, 1 pound.
Yeah.
But then you think about 1 pound over 10 years,
right.
Over 15, over 20, you know, then you got 10, 15, 20 pounds. But, you know, it's great to think about only
they
1 pound during the holidays. You know, this morning you're here to give us 10 tips on how to manage a healthy and happy holiday season. So tip number 1, what is it, Rima?
Well, be aware of portion size. A typical Thanksgiving meal adds up to over thousands of calories for many people. The everyday Christmas parties can also add thousands of fat and carbohydrate calories, which could end up on your waistline. So be mindful of your body and your hunger and your satiety cues. And when you're full, stop eating.
Okay, so you talk about, you know, portion sizes. What should people think of then when they're thinking of portions?
Well, I would think of what we call a healthy plate. So if half of your plate is filled with vegetables, and I mean like non-starchy vegetables like salads, cauliflower, green beans, broccoli, and then a quarter of your plate with your grains, so bread, cereal, rice, pasta, and then the other quarter with your protein, so chicken, beef, fish, cheese, eggs. Of course, you still need your dairy and your fruits. Or even if half of your plate is filled with fruits and vegetables, you're still doing really, really well.
So, you know, at this time of year, a lot of people, you know, go through, they have the appetizers. So when you're looking at a buffet of appetizers, what would you say in regard to portion size?
You know, look at all those colorful appetizers and maybe start there, you know, the vegetables and the fruits. And then don't fill up on some of the higher calorie ones like the dips and things like that.
Tip number 2 is to have a plan. What do you mean by that?
Well, avoid the dieter's mentality. If you think you can wing it, you are more likely to give in and overconsume. If you deprive yourself from a certain food, it can become more desirable. Studies have shown that those who try to control their appetites using avoidance strategies were at greater risk of overeating than those who develop coping skills. So just make sure to avoid that dieter's mentality.
So when you're looking at going to, as I'm saying, a buffet, maybe you say to yourself, it's not that I'm not going to eat that, that I'm going to just eat less of it.
Right, exactly. So we're not asking to take that all away from you. Just be mindful of how much you're eating and the choices that you're making.
So what's tip number 3?
Well, watch out for food pushers from...
Okay, what's a food pusher? Okay, Juke, what do you think a food pusher is?
People who stick a box of candy in my face.
Well, from coworkers and your Aunt Sue, everyone wants to shower love with their favorite holiday treats. It's okay to say no thank you and avoid feeling guilty for refusing.
So again, being mindful again of what you're putting in your mouth. You know, the holidays are filled with emotions, and tip number 4 addresses that.
So keep your emotions in check. Holiday celebrations can mean increased levels of anxiety and stress, and many of us eat in response to our feelings. So for this reason, find ways to meet your needs without food, seek nurturing activities like listening to music, maybe take a yoga class, get a massage, go for a walk. So make sure to find, you know, seek nurturing activities. The other thing is deal with your feelings. Maybe write down your feelings in a journal, call a friend. The other thing that can help is maybe finding distractions, like reading a book, watching a movie, doing a crossword puzzle. All these things can help control some of that stress and the emotional eating.
What's tip number 5?
Well, tip number 5 would be to find some time for yourself. So finding time to relax, going to bed early, just really giving time to yourself.
You know, I think, you know, you were talking about emotions. Often it's very difficult, like you say, eating when we don't get enough sleep. Our emotions get out of check. So it is very important during this time to pace ourselves and to get the rest, because rest is important.
Definitely, definitely. Make sure you get enough sleep and you rest, because even if you don't get enough sleep, that can cause overeating. It can make you eat even more. So another reason why it's important to get enough rest and sleep.
You know, there are lots of hidden calories in holiday drinks. And if you don't want to have holiday weight gain, this is one area that you should watch. And that's tip number 6.
Well, right. So like lattes, there's a lot of holiday lattes out there. So make sure to order like the skim milk, no whipped cream. Go light or non-fat with the eggnogs. So just choosing the lower fat items can really help cut down on those calories, those fat calories.
And what's tip number 7?
Tip number 7, so drink plenty of water. Alcohol and coffee can be dehydrating, and water can lessen the calorie load at a meal or party. So if we're properly hydrated, we will maintain higher energy levels. We need, you know, 6 to 8 glasses of water a day. So make sure to get enough water throughout the day.
Even though it's winter, physical activity is important, and that's tip number 8.
Right. So keep active. Take a nice walk with loved ones after a meal. Maintain your regular exercise routine. Physical activity can help relieve tension and stress, so make sure not to forget about physical activity throughout the holiday season.
I know during the Thanksgiving season, we, you know, have a huge meal with my family, and I specifically said to my sisters that I was bringing my tennis shoes along. And and after the Thanksgiving meal, you know, some of us went out and we had a walk, and you know, it was just a really good feeling. First of all, you know, just to be out and to be active.
Right.
And, you know, the good thing about it was, is as I was walking with my sisters, and actually my husband went and one of my nephews, I said, and just think, there's pie waiting for us. And because we walked, you know what I mean, we felt that we could, you know, eat some more calories. So you're right. Physical activity is really, really important.
You won't feel as stuffed.
You won't feel as stuffed.
Right?
That's exactly right. Tip number 9 focuses on recipe substitutions and meal tips. Share some with us.
Right. So maybe using like 2 egg whites instead of a whole egg, low-fat or fat-free plain yogurt, or low-fat or fat-free sour cream for regular sour cream, 1% milk or less for whole milk, reduced-fat cheeses for regular cheese, you know, mashed potatoes with low sodium broth instead of heavy cream or whole milk. You can even cut down on the sugar and the fat in some of the recipes. You know, you can use applesauce instead of as part of the recipe instead of the whole amount of fat that it calls for. Same thing with sugar. You can cut it down at least, you know, a quarter. So that'll save you a lot of sugar calories and fat calories.
I guess the question is it going to taste different?
You know what? Sarah, I usually cut down on specifically the fat and the sugar in my recipes, and it turns out great. So I've tried it, and you can try it too.
Okay, well, you know, I guess the thing that I'm thinking about, you know, you're a registered dietitian. I mean, Juke and I, if we would get into our kitchen, we wouldn't even begin to know how much we can cut. So what's a rule of thumb when you say, you know, try it? What would you suggest?
Well, I would start with maybe cutting down like a quarter of the amount, right? So if it was 2 cups of sugar, go with...
1 3/4.
1 3/4, right. Or if it was, that's you can start with that. And then, yeah. You know, it's really a matter of experimenting.
You don't hardly notice the difference.
Really, you don't. Really, you don't. And, you need to experiment just like anything else. You need to try it. It's trial and error. So.
When you're talking about the cheeses, you know, substituting, you know, there's a lot of cheese dips, you know, the nacho cheese dip. Can you use low fat or?
Right. So going with the 2% partly skimmed cheeses or the light cheeses. If you're using cottage cheese, make sure to choose the low fat cottage cheese. But yeah, it would taste pretty much the same, and mm-hmm. you would end up with the same end product. But mainly the low fat. I'm not necessarily saying the fat free. If you've tried the fat-free and it works well for you, by all means, go for it.
And what's the final tip?
Well, don't make promises you can't keep. So be realistic with your celebration cutbacks. Don't say no pumpkin pie if you know you won't be able to resist a slice. Don't pick the holidays to start an exercise or weight loss program. Have the goal to be to maintain your current weight and then restart your efforts again at the new year. So be realistic with those goals that you set. And usually what we tell our patients is set SMART goals, right? So specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Those are the kinds of goals you would want to set for yourself.
You know, for people that are really watching their weight, or there might even be people that are listening that, have diabetes, how should they approach the holidays when, you know, everywhere you look, you know, there's food and there's parties? You know, when they come to talk with you, what do you say to them?
Right. Well, with diabetes, if they're counting carbohydrates, they can still have that slice of pumpkin pie, for example, but they just need to count it as part of their total carbohydrate intake for that meal, okay? If it was between meals, for example, trying to choose more of the higher protein, lower carbohydrate foods, more fruits, more vegetables, and trying to cut back on the high sugar, high calorie, high carbohydrate kind of foods, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I said, choosing more of the colorful foods like we talked about before I came in. So more of the vegetables, for example.
You know, you talked about that the holidays, there's lots of drinks, hot drinks out there, and you have a great recipe for a latte that doesn't have all of the carbs and calories in it.
Right. It's a pumpkin spice latte, and it has 1 cup of hot coffee, 3 tablespoons of canned pumpkin, 1 can of unsweetened vanilla almond milk, and then you can heat that if you would like, and then 1/4 of a teaspoon of pumpkin pie spice. And then the sweetener, of course, is to taste. And then you whisk together the coffee with the pumpkin puree and then the almond milk. And then you carefully pour the pumpkin mixture into the remaining coffee and serve immediately. So you can even look that up on Google, pumpkin spice latte. And it has 53 calories, 3 grams of fat, 6 grams of carbohydrate. So it's very low calorie compared to a pumpkin spice latte that you would buy from like Starbucks or another cafe that would have at least 200 calories in it.
And you also have about a minute left, a fruit salsa and cinnamon chips. What's the basic of that recipe?
Well, it has some different fruits in it. It has like 2 kiwis, 2 golden delicious apples peeled and diced, 8 ounces of raspberries, 1 pound of strawberries, 3 tablespoons of fruit preserve, And then 10 flour tortillas, and then you bake the tortillas in the oven, and you can spray them with some of the cooking spray and then sprinkle some cinnamon and sugar on them. So those would be what you use for the dip for the salsa. And you mix all the other ingredients together, and that's your salsa. And then you have the chips and the salsa.
Wonderful. Thanks for being here today, Rima. Spectrum Health Zealand Community wishes you a Merry Christmas. I will not be here next week, but I will be here on January 2, Juke, and then we're going to talk about some ways that you can fulfill those New Year's resolutions, whether it's to quit smoking or to take an exercise class or lose weight. Until then, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health, Zealand Community Hospital, on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.